Number 12,601, Todd and Allison Moyer seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Baltimore Street within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 39663 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 32. The applicant is requesting a 12.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed steps, or as written on their application, a 7.5-foot variance from the 25-foot setback requirement for open unenclosed steps not elevated beyond the first floor of living space. We have three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening. I apologize for my attire, but if you see my, I can't get a shirt over this thing. I just had some back surgery. For the record, my name is John Sergovic. I represent Todd K. and Allison L. Moyer. Ms. Moyer intended to be here tonight, but she had some health problems yesterday in her New Jersey home, so she couldn't quite make it because she had to go to the ER. But she is here by phone, or she will be here by phone, and with me is Mr. Moyer. The application is pretty straightforward. The Bayview Park subdivision, as I was recanting to Mr. Moyer on the ride in tonight, it's one of the first cases I ever had as a trial attorney, and it had to do with the developer of Bayview Park putting the road inside of my client's yard, and so we had have her reorientate the roads, but that was a long time ago. But Bayview Park is a pre-subdivision ordinance community. The Moyer's house was built in approximately 1960, and like a number of the houses in Bayview Park, they were haphazardly arranged. And they're old, and they need removal. They need to be elevated to meet the floodplain elevation. Mr. Moyer has experienced flooding in both his front yard from an overspill from the roads, and the back of the property is a tidal pond, and that's flooded on numerous occasions. The house is currently located about 24 feet from the front street. The Moyers intend to demolish this house, put in a new home elevated above the floodplain. One of the things they want to do is to be able to access off-street parking under the house. And in order to accommodate that, in order to reach the new first floor living level, they need elevated steps. The allowed encroachment into the front yard is 5 feet, and we need approximately 12. I think it's 12.5, so we're seeking a variance of 7.5 feet to extend the deck, the steps rather, to get proper elevation up to the first floor living level. A couple of streets, lots down, we had some variances obtained by the Trukowskis. They're in my moving papers, I submitted another application. It wasn't in Bayview Park, but it's very similar, antiquated, pre-subdivision ordinance community where the people needed approximately the same thing. Well, they needed more than what we need because the ordinance has been modified, so we now have a 5-foot rear setback, but we also have 10-foot deadman from the bulkhead, what I think they're called, dead men. At any rate, they extend 10 feet into the property, so we're moving the house back just about to where the dead men are. And again, the uniqueness of the property, it's 7,167 square feet. It's an MR zone, so it's less than the minimum required, so the shortfall of the size of the lot makes it a unique property. The existing structure was built by the 1960s. You cannot really develop this property and meet the floodplain regulations without obtaining a variance, or else you can't get to the first living level. And again, another problem with Bayview Park is the street right-of-ways are 30 feet wide instead of the normal 50, so you can't get off-street parking, so it's important to get the off-street parking under the building. It, again, was not created by the applicant. This has been in existence since 1960, and since the floodplain elevations have come into existence, there was a need to elevate this structure. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There have been, as I recall, there's also some variances that were granted for Mike Wigley, like I said, Toby Krabowski, also a client of ours, got a variance. And the neighbors have all looked at it, and they've written in support. And it is a minimum variance. We would like to have the width of the steps to be 6 feet in width for safety concerns, although there's another side step. In the case of a catastrophe, it's like a double hallway. So the people can, if there is a catastrophe and fire people have to get up the front steps, we'd like to be able to get them up there. And also for emergency EMS type people, so they can get their I've just been on one, a gurney up there. that is, unless there's any questions, I think I'm not going to repeat what I've written down, so that because it's kind of redundant. So I just wanted to kind of summarize what the application was all about. And Todd, I ask you if what I've said and what I've written, is that all true and correct?
All true and correct.
And unless anybody has any questions of me,
do we have any questions?
Yes, sir. So you can't move the house any further back because of the structure of the bulkhead?
The structure of the bulkhead, we have 10, like I said, the dead men go in 10 feet. The current.
Tie-ins.
Yeah, I call them dead men, whatever they are. And also the new setback is 5 feet. So we're not asking for any side or rear setbacks, because the ordinance was modified for 10,000 square foot less lots. And so we have 5 feet side and 5 feet rear now. James,
it's definitely 5 foot side. The rear is 5 feet from what it was previously, right, Ms. Norwood?
It is 10.
It's before. MR, so it would be 5.
Yeah.
So we're within. There's no. Again, on top of that, we have the I call them dead men, but there's a proper name for them. But they interfere with our ability to move back.
And just make one point.
Hold on. We haven't sworn you in yet, so we need to swear you in. So if you step up to the mic, so we can hear your testimony.
Yes, sir.
State your name and address for the record.
Todd Moyer, 7 Kindling Way, Jackson, New Jersey, or 39663 Baltimore Street in Bayview Park or Bethany Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And I know Mr. Sergevic did ask you to affirm his testimony. Do you affirm his statements?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just so now that you've been sworn in, we can have you properly affirm it. So,
thank you.
Floor is yours.
Yes. The only thing I want to mention, and if it wasn't clear on that, that we are setting the building back to the proper length, setback, which is not what it is today. It's 24 today. We're going to the full 30. We're just looking for relief on the actual overhang of the stairs so that we can get to the.
Yeah, and we also, and so we didn't confuse the numbers. Rather than do the lot averaging, because it was a minuscule adjustment, we're doing the setback from the established 30-foot front setback, and then we have 5 feet as of right, so we're asking for another 7.5 feet into the front yard.
That'll be enough for you to keep all your vehicles off that road, because I know there is a concern and has been a concern in that neighborhood in particular with emergency vehicles being able to get through there and back out.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep all, that's going to be enough for you to keep all your vehicles.
Yeah, actually it'll give us a little bit more room because we're at 24 feet now. We have difficulty with the you know, the available driveway. But this will actually allow us to have the driveway, the underneath of the housing within things. And so we will improve that with this thing, not make anything any worse, because it'll be, you know, being 30 foot back setback of the house instead of the 24.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Sharp.
So this is a tear down and rebuild, tear down and a new home. And looking at the drawing here, I see there's quite a bit of room to the east side of the lot. Is there a reason why the steps couldn't have been made to go projected?
There are side steps there now, but if, in case of an emergency, there should be two manual exits from this house.
I have through the back. Those side steps that he mentions are for a deck in the back.
Okay. I understand. I guess one of the things that whenever we have kind of a blank slate, we look at it and go, why can't you build in compliance? And I guess looking at those steps, is there a reason why those, you know, this, you got a blank slate there, you couldn't design steps that would fit within that or at least not project as far out as these?
Well, under full honesty for two things, we aren't in a position to do a fully custom home, the cost that associated with that. However, in addition to that, I think it really would change a lot of the essential character of the neighborhood, having side steps instead of the normal, you know, front steps, of which many of the other houses have. I guess in theory we could you know, rearrange it, but there's just things that it's not. It wouldn't be essential for what we're trying to do, which is.
Yeah, and again, the side steps lead to a rear deck where the front steps lead to the first floor living level, which is the main living level. So that, you know, you'd have to totally rearrange the design of the house.
Well, I understand. I guess what I look at this is you've got a blank slate now. So you could, you know, the just looking at this and going, is there a way that you could have designed this to fit within that blank slate? This is the one where we're lifting up, like you, Mr. Serbia, you had put in one that we're lifting an existing home to meet floodplain requirements. I think that's a little different calculus than here.
Well, again, whether you're lifting it or doing the more efficient thing is to just build new, that it's more in keeping with the neighborhood to have the main front steps to to the front door, which is in keeping with the character of the neighborhood, and that's one of the other considerations that we have under the four-prong test. It says, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So if I put side steps in this house and everybody else has front steps, it would change the character of the neighborhood.
But that's only if you're asking for a variance. I mean, that would only be applicable if a variance is being requested. I guess my position...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is...
My question here is, when we look at this, we have a proverbial blank slate. So is there something in that side area that makes it difficult to utilize? I see a well in the front part of the lot, but that would be in the...
There's trees that we'd have to remove.
And also that side yard is the rear yard for the two properties that are Andrew Street. So then I'd be having my front door across the street from the rear yard of two other neighbors, and it's just totally out of character with the neighborhood.
Mr. Moyer, will you be able to park on both sides of those steps?
Both sides of the steps, there's two garages for parking underneath on both sides of the steps.
Okay, gotcha.
So there would be the garage area plus both sides of the steps.
So if you were entering that way, it'd be almost impossible to put the steps to the side to enter the front of the house.
Yeah, I couldn't see a way, the way the house is configured, that it could be doable. Suppose we'll start from scratch. I guess maybe there's some possible way, but to his point, I think that there's a lot that would be going on with neighbors where we would be entering in where they're back or where their deck is or other things of that nature.
You'll be able to park under the house accessing both sides of the steps.
That's correct. It looks much like the two houses across the street. And one other thing, we didn't use the averaging because the one house is actually 45 feet back, which changed the averaging, but every single other house on that street, including the brand new ones, are less than 30 by far. One less than is only 15 feet setback, or 14 feet setback. But, so, you know, we chose not to do the averaging because it just wasn't really material.
And I just had one other question. I look on your survey here, it looks to me like there's a gap between the edge of paving of Baltimore Street and your front property line. Is that correct?
So it is correct as far as the surveyor that provided those drawings. I'm not a surveyor, so I can't really speak to the exactly, but I have seen that in the previous surveys. So I believe that's the, maybe a right of way, or I'm not sure exactly what that space is for, to be honest.
Guess here's a better question. Mm-hmm. Do you know how far those steps, where they're projected to be, is from the edge of paving of Baltimore Street?
Oh, it'll be further than, it would probably be more likely 30 feet back. Okay. So it's you get that extra space plus, it's really they're measuring from that extra space back, not from not from the street edge.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Is this house on pilings?
It's not today.
I mean, is it going to be on pilings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to have living space on the ground. You're just going to park your vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, other than the garage, that's it.
So you should have room to park one vehicle on each side under the house?
One vehicle on each side.
Are there other houses on your street that are up on pilings like
yes.
that?
Yes. All the new ones, except for, in fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5.
Okay. One of the things I noticed that you have like a really symmetrical design, which is very attractive to most people. Are the other houses in your neighborhood, do they have that same symmetrical look to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On the, in the side yard, did you say there were trees and things over in the
side
yard?
There are trees on the side yard, yes.
So you'd have to build over there, you'd have to remove them?
We'd have to remove them.
Okay. Is there anything else in the side yard? Propane tank?
No propane tank.
Okay.
You had referenced flooding in the yard. Is there are you rebuilding because there's damage from flooding?
Well, there was during Sandy. There was a claim of, at Sandy for $13,000 that did some pretty extensive damage. We had the decision that we wanted to rebuild it at this point to get it higher to, you know, especially even future-proof it for, you know, any sort of potential additional conditions that were put onto us by, you know, FEMA or otherwise or whoever does those assessments. But yeah, there's been damage. Just mostly the only one I know of is Sandy.
In Bayview Park especially, there are some lots that have part of the water as part of your property. Is that the case with yours?
So yes, yeah, so we're the bulkhead goes up right up against the tidal pond, cedar pond, yeah. Of course that goes, has a channel into Little Aswan Bay.
What I'm asking is, does that take away from your square footage of buildable area?
Height-wise? Or no?
No.
No.
Square footage, it does not? Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
Please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Adam LaFleur. I'm calling you this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
I also have Allison on the line. Allison, your line is open.
Hi, this is Allison Moyer. I just wanted to, again, obviously I was...
Hold up one sec.
Miss Moyer?
Hold.
We need to have you sworn in before you can speak, ma'am. So can you state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Allison Moyer. 7 Kinley Way, Jackson, New Jersey. I'm 31663 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You may testify.
I would like, obviously, to vote yes for the variance. I'm not here for any other questions, but Todd, you know, hasn't raised.
Any questions? We have no questions. But you are in favor.
As the applicant, she would be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application? Please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12609 for Mr. Todd and Allison Moyer for the proposed variance. The property has unique physical conditions, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and present the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12609 has been approved. Next application.
Case number 12.